prayer. So yeah, it's really about, to me now, I'm talking for myself here, what I'm going through today, these days, or in general, the stage of the path here of bhakti yoga. But when you understand first theoretically that I'm not this body, I'm eternal spirit soul, but then, and that's what yoga is meant for and is about, you kind of take the next step from what we can call jnana yoga, that knowledge, I'm not this body, I'm not this, I'm not that, neti neti, so on, to actually, consciousness wise, so to speak, it's, I know it sounds like philosophy, but it's beyond that now. You start to look at everything at existence from that point of view. Not from the point of view of the temporary body there with a certain name, which will be gone in a few years, but of the you. The you who's looking out through those eyes, who's thinking through that mind, who's now kind of captured, as it may seem, in that body, but really who is just conditioned by it, attached to it, because, you know, I had it so many years and it looks like me and I learned it is me. But and that's part of the neti neti, to kind of understand intellectually that this is not me. But then next step, what we're talking about now, is to start to see from that viewpoint. Here I am. I'm eternal. I always existed, I will always exist. That's quite far out, isn't it? Mind-blowing when you realize it. And then, just that to start with, take that step over to that position of looking at existence from your existence, your life. It's a gorgeous, wonderful step. It's, I guess, the sat. I'm eternal. Yep. Eternal spirit soul. Fear of death, fear of this, all this. So much drops off there. So many burdens, so many traumas, hang-ups, fears, anxieties. And it's so nice. So that's what this is about. That's what we're trying to share here with each other. And bring each other to that point where we can look at things from there. But then chit, and then ananda. Chit, C-I-T, nothing else. Clear consciousness, knowledge, awareness, experiencing, And I'm just talking now. Experiences from my own feeble little step into that point of view, into that eternity, which we all are in. So we're not talking any faith or doctrines or dogmas here. It's just, that's how it is. And then we will, maybe as a next step or together with that, also start to, well, I guess that's what they call enlightenment. Get inside, see things, and wow, realize things. And maybe even think that it's even stated in the Shastra that when you are doing this bhakti and you're, I mean, this is the yoga path we're walking here, and you develop a little, you know, certain siddhis, can read other people's thoughts, can feel things, sense things, because you're, as you're stepping out of that conditioning, that identification with this temporary body and that mind, that brain there, with those very limited senses, which get more and more limited as you grow old, then clarity comes. A completely, you know, because it's just your own consciousness that is freed from the filters more. Even people with, I saw it in my mother, dementia and that, Alzheimer's, whatever it's called. I heard at the end of their lives, and they sometimes become completely clear. And yes, I saw it in Mother. We were talking when she was getting closer to the end. And I can experience it myself sometimes, these glimpses. And they get longer and longer of clearer reality. Wow. And you see through things. Sometimes it's even a little hard to have, to bear, to deal with, because you don't fall for illusions so easily anymore. You see clearer. And you see this game that people play, the games that people play that sometimes so false and pretentious and this and that. And you just stand there and you just feel, oof, like an outsider. But then you find others who are like that as well, standing there looking a little from the outside, but seeing things clearer. And they become your friends. So in this way, you gradually, on this path of bhakti, you don't become lonesome, walking alone in the forest, as some may think, a strange person. You gradually step into higher reality, which is a happier reality, a blissful, beautiful, enjoyable reality. And you will see such people here and there, more and more. You maybe didn't notice them before. We're just happy. happy and say wise and true things. Who don't fall for illusions and nonsense and pretentiousness, and who may therefore be kind of outsiders. But you'll see that there's a gang there, and they're happy, and they are blissful, and they are just themselves. And yes, there is Ananda. And that's the most beautiful thing, that this is also the third part of us. We are happy. It's all about bliss. So, yeah, step by step. And we should just know, and that's why they are telling us that. And so on. It's to give us courage. This is what is waiting for you. This is what's going to happen when you take up this bhakti yoga path. It's not just a faith, it's not just about working for someone, religious institution or whatever. It's a path you walk, not just being pious and good and approved, but it's a path of bliss. And that's not just a word we say to recruit members to some religion. It's a personal, individual path each and every one of us take. And it leads to where it is promising to lead. And it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't lead you into dependency on anyone. It leads to freedom. And you freely, with your free spirit, choose to be with God, follow God, Krishna. It's not that God is demanding that. And it's not about becoming a slave of God. It's becoming a friend of God. Having fun together. It's all there to read in these beautiful scriptures of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, it's all there for us, for you as well. Hare Krishna.